broadcasting live from the OC. It is Aurora with the Lucky You, Fuck You Too podcast. And her guest this week, none other than the one, the only, the Googe.
Hi.
Hey, hi. What the fuck? How you doing, kid?
Good, how are you?
Doing so good. You seem so sleepy.
I'm so sleepy. Like,
snap out of it.
Everything in my body is aching right now. Like, my body hurts so bad for no reason.
Really?
Like, I mean, I've been doing a lot lately, but...
Maybe like, it's the HIV.
Maybe it's that.
Could be. But
I don't really have HIV, so...
Negative. HIV negative.
We'll probably have to take that out because people are going to be like, do you have HIV? Because people are dumb.
Oh, really? Well, yeah. Then take it out. Basically, we're totally kidding. She does not have HIV.
Let's say hi.
Total fucking joke. Hi.
People can't handle jokes.
Why are you so silly? Why are you so like tired? Tell me.
I went to Santa Barbara this weekend.
Yeah? Did you drink too much or what?
No, we just did that winery thing. That like, not winery. Like that wine tasting.
Yeah, it's a winery.
Is that a winery if it's wine tasting?
I mean, if the place you're tasting the wine at it makes wine.
No.
No, so
it was like called Soy, like Sips and Saviors.
Mm.
So it was like a plethora of different wine places. And it was hilarious because when I walked in, this guy was where everybody put it on Instagram. So if you want to go to my Instagram, Funny Cupcake, you'll see it. Mm-hmm. But this guy, as soon as we walked like in, right. I saw this guy wearing
my
exact same outfit.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Dad. What do you want? Are you going to come join the podcast, Dad?
I'm going to do it now, so you keep calling me
okay,
Dad.
Okay, well, come here. What's up?
I wasn't worthy to be a dad.
What?
I wasn't worthy of dad.
Oh, my God. Can you go now? Bye. Jesus. He sounds like a dad by even saying
He's
that.
Literally dad.
Doesn't that sound like a dad's kind of not worthy to be a dad? Yeah. Like, is that a dad thing?
I
walked in and this guy was wearing my exact
That's
same
fucking hilarious,
print.
Dude.
And so, like, he was the first one, like, there selling his wine or, like, doing the wine.
So, did he give you all the wine then?
No, but it was so funny because I'm like, oh my gosh, me and Vanessa were cracking up. We're, like, dying that this guy was wearing my same outfit.
Hilarious.
And then he was like, because his friend's like, oh, you guys should take a picture, like his friend that was next to him in the wine thing.
Sure.
And I was like, oh, yeah, let's take a picture. And he's like, okay. He's like, my wife picked this out. Like, my wife picked this out. He mentioned his wife, like, 5 times to me. I'm like, sir, there's no way I'm trying to hit on you at all. That's really great that you have a wife, but
you're
nobody
like,
asked.
I heard
nobody
you the first
cared.
8 times, bro.
I just thought it would be cute if we took a picture because we matched. Like, other than that, like...
Calm your tits.
It's fine. And your wine is not that good. So relax.
All right, relax.
So I was like, that's hilarious. Does this guy think I'm flirting with him? Because look at me and look at you, sir. Sir? Grandpa?
Sir?
Grandpa? No.
Right.
No.
Right.
It's
right.
not happening.
No,
right
I
now.
Feel that, yeah.
So that was pretty funny.
It is funny.
But there was
by
like
the way,
a bunch.
To be
yeah.
fair, my wife doesn't like when I match with other people.
Okay,
just FYI. So well, calm your tits, Aurora.
If anybody wears a white shirt and blue jeans, they're going to always match with Nick.
That's right, exactly.
That's pretty much everybody.
Ma'am.
So that was him.
Uh-huh.
And then, yeah, we got wine wasted.
Did you get turned?
A little bit, I guess. Yeah.
Yes.
Like for wine.
Yeah. Wine fucks me up, though, dude.
I mean, I'm not a big wine person. You know that.
Right.
Because it makes me sleepy. It's like drinking
right.
NyQuil.
Right.
That's like... And
sleepy
so,
juice.
Like, I pretty much fell to sleep at 11 p.m.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
On a Saturday.
You didn't get sick or anything?
No. I mean, I did take a Xanax and something else, too.
You're like, I did take Quaaludes, Xanax, Zofran.
But it was all right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did that. Santa Barbara's nice.
Did you get a breakfast in the morning?
We did, but not in Santa Barbara because it was too crowded.
Lame.
Like, Nick was like, I'm not going to wait in those lines. Because I wanted to go to Chad's just because the restaurant's called Chad, and I thought it was funny.
Mm-hmm.
But Chad had, like, a big line, like, a line. It's no reservation. So mm-hmm. it's like you just got to, like, wait in these weird lines. Nick was not about that line.
It's too much.
Although he did make me stop and see the biggest fig tree.
Ooh.
And so we did that.
Did you get a fig?
No, it was just a tree, like a fig tree.
I understand that.
How do you get a fig out of a fig tree?
How the fuck you know they grow figs, asshole? How do you get oranges out of an orange tree?
I mean, it's inside of its barrier.
Oh, okay.
So anyways,
right.
We did that. And then I think we went to breakfast spot.
Mm-hmm.
And then
what'd you eat for breakfast? You don't eat anything good.
I got a chili.
Rihanna?
The chili like omelet.
Chili? Oh, yeah, that's good.
Like a chili omelet.
Like with like.
No, not meat chili.
Chili like Ortega jalapeno? Okay. Chili. Oh, that sounds good.
Omelet.
Like the one that they make it toast.
And Nick got steak and eggs.
Remember we haven't had fucking breakfast in like forever,
dude. I was thinking like when I was home the other day, but I was sick. Like,
you suck. We should go
to breakfast, but I didn't.
Yeah, like I don't have a breakfast buddy anymore. It's sad.
I know.
I want a breakfast buddy.
A breakfast pal.
That's really the sad part about like not having a girlfriend. It's like, yeah, like oh, I want to get brunch, but then like.
You don't want
to
go
I'm like, I don't. Do I want a girlfriend just to get brunch? That's stupid. You know what I mean?
Why not? It'll be fun.
But I mean, then you have all the other bullshit that comes along.
What's all the other bullshit that comes along?
Oh, you know, all the other crap.
No, tell me.
You know, just like the, like when I watch 90 Day Fiancé, that just always mm-hmm. reminds me of like why I'm single. That's all.
Guess what? I met somebody who knows somebody.
Big Ed.
You know. Who knows somebody from... I met somebody who knows somebody from 90 Day Fiancé this season.
Uh-huh.
But not the actual fiancé, like her friend. Like, you know how...
She knows a friend of a friend
so
of a
you know how, like, there's that girl, somebody. Jen, who likes that guy that's, like, from India.
Yeah.
Who, like,
yeah.
sent her friend Randy, like, those, like, pictures of himself.
Yes, right. Oh, they, that girl.
They know her.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And they're, like, I guess she's getting a bad rap.
Really?
Like, people are, like, saying that she's, like, needs to mind her own business, and she's trying to break up the relationship. I'm like, I don't really see
she
that
was, she
her.
Was do,
I thought she was, just like, fine.
I think she was trying to just be, like, I agreed with her assessments.
Yeah,
if the family's too. Not going to be okay with it, they're, a month from now, or 6 years from now, or 3 months
they're
ago,
still not gonna be
it's
okay
not going to be
it.
Yeah.
No, I said, that's what I said. I was like, really? She seems like a voice of reason.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think she seemed like a bad
no,
person.
No, she wasn't being a bitch or anything.
I didn't think so either. Mm-hmm.
No.
And I pick a cup. Do you want a cupcake? I picked up cupcakes. If
I
you
do want cupcakes. Not now,
okay.
but in the morning.
Okay, well, there's a box in the refrigerator.
Uh-huh.
Open it up and grab a cupcake.
Right,
I don't care which one. Just
I'm down, dude.
Yeah.
There's
only like lemon and chocolate, but whatever.
You got grab this from Santa Barbara?
I got them from Carmelo. Because we went to Hartley.
I don't know what any of
you don't know what Hartley
I don't know
is.
Any of those
oh,
words.
Really?
You
were in a wedding at Hartley, so you don't know what that
was
is.
Was it really Hartley? Yeah. Hartley,
Hartley Botanicas.
Oh,
stupid!
I don't fucking know. I don't remember the names of shit though.
So we went.
I can't even remember my kids' names.
And to Carmelo and got some cupcakes. Since this is Sunday, a lot of bakeries aren't open on Sundays, which is really weird to me.
Yeah.
So I brought one. Saying yes, I'm gonna come give it to the Gooch.
Nice.
The Gooch.
I love it, dude.
Yeah, and then the weekend before that, it was San Francisco.
Damn, you're a gal about town, ain't you?
Yeah, I'm just really tired. Like, my body is on fire, and I hurt a lot.
No, it's not from the syphilis.
No, so stupid. Do people even get syphilis anymore? Isn't that
an
old-timey
disease?
It's
still a thing, isn't
it? I think it's like an old-timey disease. I feel like, who gets syphilis?
That's like I feel like I know one person that's gotten syphilis.
I feel like... Like this year?
No. It was ages ago.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like syphilis is like getting tuberculosis or something now. It's not really a disease.
But people get tuberculosis still.
Do they?
Yes.
That's
what they still fucking test people for.
No, I know. We have to get tested.
But I mean, obviously, that's why they test it.
That's so weird.
If it was eradicated, they wouldn't
test you.
But I
always think it's funny when they test you for it. I'm always like, who has tuberculosis?
Right, right.
It's like, this is not a thing right now.
Yeah. So. But I mean, maybe it is.
I don't think so. But, yeah, so that was fun. Although, you know what? We went to, like, a bunch of lesbian bars, and there was, like, no lesbians, and that was kind of weird.
It's kind of lame.
Yeah.
Why wasn't there any lesbians there?
I don't know. We went on Saturday night. It just was not popping.
Was it a bunch of, I mean, was it dead? Just period?
It was just dead, period. There was, like, hardly that many
people
there.
Here's the dumb part about lesbian bars.
Uh-huh.
So, if you've watched Bar Rescue, right?
I have watched Bar Rescue.
Okay. So, the guy's always like, look, you open a bar, and then you get... all the hot chicks to show up, and then as long as you have hot chicks to show up, which is you'll give them free drinks, give them fucking free entrance or whatever, then the guys show up, and the guys are the ones that have the money, and the guys will just buy all the girls drinks, and so the guys are the ones spending all the fucking cash. So I feel like that formula, which again, I don't know anything about the bar industry, I presume that guy does. Well, if it's all girls, I feel like that formula goes out the fucking window.
I mean, I don't know, because I've been to lesbian bars, I've been packed.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't think so, because...
Well, I'm generalizing,
because
obviously.
I think lesbians will buy you drinks.
Lesbians haven't ever bought me a drink.
I mean, they bought me drinks, but I have gay guys buying me drinks, too, and straight guys, and straight women.
Why doesn't nobody buy you drinks? That's not true. No, that's not true. People buy me drinks. Yeah. You bought me a drink once or twice.
I bought you drinks while you're right. I'm like, yep. But yeah, the nightlife scene's not so, at least where we were at, was not so like bumping. But I did go to Castro in the daytime.
Yeah.
And the people love me there. Like, yeah, they love my alpha.
Is that is Castro District a gay district?
It's just, yeah, it's like kind of a gay area. I went there and everybody was stopping me saying, yes, girl.
They yes, what queen. I was wearing. Nice. What were you wearing?
I was wearing a really cute outfit.
Did you have your titties out? To you.
No. Actually, I did.
She's like, no. Well, yes, obviously.
And this guy's like, yes, titties. I'm like, right?
Right?
What the fuck are these fucking titties? Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see what happened here. So, I'm pretty much, I was wearing, like, this because this is, like, what I was wearing all weekend. This is a coat right here. This is not a good picture of me in the coat. But uh-huh. Let me try to find a better picture.
Mary and Joseph.
Well, it's so windy there, you know?
Well, yeah.
But basically, where's the long version? I need a long version coat picture. Like,
you know, okay, all right.
Yeah,
like that's cute. Coat. It's a cute outfit.
Cute coat, right?
I'm into it.
I'm into it.
It's on fleek.
So, yeah, I was wearing something like that.
Uh-huh.
And this is just us with the cable cars.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's cute.
Yeah.
Nice.
Cute outfit.
Yeah.
Anyways, it was fun. I had a good time.
Do you find that San Francisco is as shitty as everybody says it is right now?
No, not where I was at.
Because everyone's like, oh, San Francisco's getting so bad. Or
people
whatever.
Say that about L.A., too.
L.A.'s pretty fucked,
though. And then people say that.
To be like, fair, L.A. is okay, pretty fucked.
To be fair, certain parts of L.A., yes. Certain right. parts of San Francisco, yes. Certain parts of New York, yes. Like, any big city area, certain parts, yes. But not everywhere.
Okay.
Not everywhere.
Well, by the way, I'm not trying to prove a point.
But
I'm just asking.
Not everywhere in L.A. is, like,
yeah,
you know.
A lot of parts of L.A.
I mean, I go to Burbank.
Well, yeah.
Right. And it's fine. I go to Pasadena, and that's fine.
I mean, Pasadena and Burbank are okay. They're and not then, great.
I mean, they're pretty great. Like, honestly, I go just walking around shopping and thrifting around there, and it's awesome.
Yeah, but I mean, I feel and like anywhere, like, good but I feel feed. Like all, like, you know, yeah. Hollywood and Vine sucks. I feel like Melrose
I mean,
sucks.
I went
like
to Melrose
Sunset
and it was
sucks.
Completely fine.
Really? When?
Yeah, there was like, Nick, what with me? Nick!
When?
Nick! When did we go to Melrose? Remember we went to Melrose to that furniture store? When was that?
Three and there was, ago. It was totally like.
Did you see any homeless people at Melrose? I didn't. Did you see any homeless? Did you or no? Went to Melrose. You saw homeless? A lot?
Damn.
And Melrose? I thought it was fine. You're
he's
totally
so,
he's totally lying. Yeah, it was Nick, totally fine.
Nick, hey.
Nick, when we went to Melrose, when did you see the homeless people?
Nick
because
is
I
on
saw
Team
zero.
Gooch.
Where were those homeless people at? Okay, he walked away, so forget it. He's done with us.
He's done with you.
There yeah. was nobody.
It was totally safe?
We went to Melrose, you felt unsafe in Melrose when
not
we went.
The day, but I wouldn't want to leave something.
But did you see a bunch of homeless people? Because I didn't see one.
You across the street, not on the main street, but just on the in the little
like road. An encampment or just like a couple.
Yeah, they're always on the corners.
No, well, when we went, did you see an encampment?
Yeah, there was one around the corner.
There was where was I? Because I said, remember I, when I was there know. With you, I was like, oh, it's weird. There's like not a bunch of homeless
you don't
people.
Pay attention to that stuff.
Oh my god, so fucking rude. Okay, bye. You can go. Nice visit, Dad. Thanks.
No, but he. I mean, again, if he, I think he is kind of like
it's
fine tuned for it.
Certain places.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Koreatown.
K Town.
And.
We don't even go there. I don't even know how would you know that if we don't even. We don't
by the way, K-Town is literally like you exit Hollywood and you go the other, you go left. It's right there. It's a matter of
deal.
Where
the 101 goes.
All I know is that we went to Melrose and then we went to Bell's on Hollywood. On Hollywood Boulevard. Sunset Boulevard. Yeah. And it was fine.
Yeah.
Did you feel weird leaving our car in Mel's?
I wouldn't want to leave there at night.
I'm
fine.
Just still saying,
yeah.
Was it fine or not?
It was barely adequate.
Yeah, it didn't feel unsafe, but it didn't feel safe.
Okay, bye. Anyways, where we were staying, about? We were staying in Japantown, and it was fine. And I didn't really see very many homeless where we were
J-Town.
At. And San Francisco, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, in a... The last time I went to LA, and by the way, I'm not trying to prove a fucking point. I really don't care. Yeah. I mean, it's like whatever. But yeah, the last time I went to LA, which was like maybe about a year ago,
yeah.
Dude, it felt really unsafe on Melrose. And there was a ton of crap going on. Like, it was not, Like, I why, did not feel...
Why did you... Oh, you just went shopping?
Yeah, we just went shopping, but it was like... It was just like... It just seemed like chaos. There was like... It was like people were setting up like...
Encampments.
Like, no, like... You'd have like a rack of clothing in front of like a store, but it wasn't like it wasn't the guy that owned the store. Do you know what I mean? All up and down the street, all these people. It was super dense with people. I was like, "What the fuck?" It wasn't like the little vibey like, oh wow, like this is like the normal little alt area. It was did not feel like that, dude. It felt like.
See, I don't know because I didn't see that. And he says because I don't pay attention, which is true. I don't pay attention. But,
what were you saying? I wasn't paying attention.
But I really don't think it was that bad, but whatever. Mm-hmm. Whatever, I guess. I think he's trying to show off. Mm-hmm. Is there parts of LA that are super bad? Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. I mean, but always there has been. Mm-hmm. Like, Skid Row has always been bad. Mm-hmm. You know, when I was younger, my dad took me there to be like, yeah, this is like a terror, don't come here. Right. Like, you know. So, what are you drinking?
Oh, it was whiskey.
Oh, okay.
Really high proof whiskey.
I could smell it.
That was like the last little sip. It's like 120 proof or 125 proof.
You're making me hot, and I'm not even saying it. I'm taking off my jacket. I got a, what is it called? Like second high buzz from your whiskey.
That's right. Contact buzz.
Yeah, I got a contact buzz from your whiskey. Okay, so yes, but also over here in Orange County, like you go to Santa Ana by the courthouse, and that's bad.
True. No, I mean, again, I'm not.
You know.
I haven't been to, I wasn't trying to prove a point. I just hadn't been to San Francisco in ages, like probably 15 years, 20 years. So I was just asking you. But you said it felt fine.
Where I was staying at and where the places we go, given everywhere we went, we took an Uber.
Uh-huh.
Because we're not walking those hills.
Sure. Oh, yeah. Those are ridiculous.
But when I went with Cassie and Lauren about 2 years ago, mm-hmm. where we stayed in our hotel, like right behind our hotel, there was a whole encampment.
Mm.
So we just stayed in a different area, mm-hmm. which was we didn't stay by Union Square. We stayed in Japantown, which is only like... A 5-minute Uber drive.
Sure.
5-10-minute Uber drive to Union Square.
Right.
But, like, it was totally fine where we were at. It was nice. It's a cute hotel.
Nice.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing. I mean, even when I go to LA, like, nothing's ever happened. In all honesty, nothing's ever happened to me.
Yeah.
But I just don't like the fact that I feel like I have to be, like, kind of on guard. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, even just on Hollywood and Vine, it's like, it's just, there's so many fucking people. Like, even if it's just tourists, but it just feels so dense with people. Like, yeah. I just feel like I gotta, like, kind of watch your back. I feel like you it's an easy place to get pickpocketed.
Oh, yeah.
It's an easy That's place for shit sure, like that yeah. to happen. So I'm just like, the fact that I feel like I have to be on guard versus, like, when I'm in Orange County, I'm fine.
I mean, for myself, I've always felt like homeless people have been nothing but nice to me. I used to work in, like, Fullerton,
uh-huh.
in an area that, like, has, like, a lot of homeless.
Sure.
Like, even in our parking lot was homeless. And every time, like, and I would stay late because I would be the last one to leave.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I'd come out, like, there'd be, like, homeless people, like, by my car and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, not hurting my car, but just by there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be like, hi, have a good night. They'd be like, you look really pretty today. And I'm like, oh, I love them.
And you're like, yes, queen.
Right?
Right.
So, I don't know. I just, they've always been nice to me.
Yeah. No, I've never had anybody fuck with me either. But again, it's just the idea of it all. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because again, I mean, even in New York where like, I know it's like 99% tourists. And so mm-hmm. I know it's not really any like, it's not dangerous. Yeah. But like, it's just all that commotion. I just inherently my like core mm-hmm. is like, okay, you got to pay attention.
Yeah. I just
versus like yeah. you can walk around for 10 minutes and not even run into one person here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's more like that.
I think it maybe it's scarier to me here because you can be walking around by yourself and not run into someone. So when you see someone, it's like, who the fuck is this?
It's the one creepy white guy. It's
the creepy guy. It's us walking. It's us walking our neighborhood. But you know what I mean? It's like creepier, I feel like, in the suburbs because it's like there's not really trouble here. But then it's like, okay, why are they causing trouble?
Right.
Like, I don't know. I get more paranoid, I think, here.
Mm-hmm.
Than I do if, like, I'm around a bunch of people.
Yeah.
But the same with, like, Vegas. It's, like, super crowded, you know?
Yeah.
I don't really feel like I'm engaging in Vegas.
For some reason, that Vegas doesn't feel that way. But, well, I guess I do a little bit because you do get a lot of the kind of homeless around. Mm. And there's, like, people that are drunk. And so, I mean, Vegas is, like on a scale of 1 to 10 of being, like, on guard. I would say, like, when I'm in L.A., it's, like, maybe a 6 or 7. Vegas is, like, a 3 or 4. Orange County, it's like a 0.
Yeah. I think I've got the most harassed in Orange County, though, than all those other places that I've ever been to.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Not that I go to a lot of places, but, like, I mean, I never really felt harassed in New York by people because everyone's always nice to me there.
Right.
But I have been followed which was really weird to me before there. Mm-hmm. And then, I mean, some guy was weird. Like, I don't know if he, I don't know. It was like, my friend was like, I think he put something in our drinks, but I don't think he did, but she thinks he did. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, everyone I've ever met in New York has been nothing but sweet.
Right.
Let's see, where have I felt? Like, just, I mean, I feel like more the beachy areas, like Huntington Beach is kind of like a little harassing.
Which is so fucking weird.
And like...
There are so many fucking people in Huntington and so many fucking girls that I'm like, really?
I don't know. Like those bars. Like, where's that bar? That one bar everyone goes to in Huntington.
Oh, that
Shark,
one?
Is it Sharky's?
Sharky's is in Costa Mesa.
No. There's two Sharkies. There's one on the beach,
uh-huh.
And then there's that one at club called Sharkies.
Right.
But there's another one called Shark. Maybe it's not called Sharkies, but it's a bar. It's not a club. And every time I go there, I swear to God, something.
Well, how about stop going to fucking Sharkies, asshole?
Well, I haven't gone for like 10 years, but I just met when I was younger.
Oh yeah, there is Sharkies in Huntington Beach.
Told you. I'm like, there has to be something called Sharkies.
It's to Baja Sharkies.
Oh, that's what it is. And I remember like going there, and everyone's like drinking a drink out of this like
Is that actually on Main Street though?
I don't remember.
Okay.
Like literally 10 years ago. I do remember one guy being super nice to me when I was like circling around trying to find parking. He's like, hey. We're leaving. You could park here. So then I went and parked there. He's like, I'm only letting you park here because you're pretty. And I'm like, oh, thanks.
Oh, and by the way, it is on Main Street. Okay. I was inadvertently pervy the other day, too.
Why?
I mean, totally. I wasn't even trying to be pervy, though. Okay. So this fight, me and one of my friends, Dick Man,
mm-hmm.
we went and were like reading this place. And the girl bringing us the food, she smelled like literally like cookies or something.
Yeah.
Like literally, like, or like cupcakes or something. I was like, oh my God, you fucking smell delicious.
Yeah. Why is that pervy?
But I'm like, I the second the words left my mouth, I was like, I didn't mean like you smell yummy. I mean like you smell like actual baked goods that smell delightful to eat. Like,
yeah.
I'm not trying. Because I mean, if I'm like, oh girl, you smell yummy. Yeah. Like, it sounds pervy coming out of my mouth, I thought.
I would think that was cute. I don't know.
Well, and I'm like, what fragrance are you? She's like, oh, I'm wearing like, she's like, oh, it was like a, you know, cupcake, whatever.
Yeah.
Spray from Bath and Body. She's like, I might get, literally, every time she walked by me, I'm like, oh my God, now
you
I
like
want
cupcakes.
Now I want cookies and cupcakes.
Oh my God.
No, dude, it smelled so good. I was like, so oh my good. God.
I've told people that they smell good without.
But I said, I specifically said you smell yummy, which.
I don't know if that's
no?
bad. I felt like
I think you have a different. I think we have different. Again, we have
I
different.
I feel like if you
she
were
wasn't
to tell
by me, the way yes. she didn't act like she was
exactly because it's not offensive. Yeah. I feel like if you were to say like, "Oh, you smell yummy. Let me eat your fucking pussy," that would have been offensive.
That pussy is just fucking popping, girl.
Right, that would have been offensive. Yeah, but since you're just like, "Oh, you smell yummy," that's like,
all right. Yeah.
I'm constantly sniffing people.
I'm like, just fucking. Just dig in there.
Just sniff right in there.
Hey, you give him a hug and you're like, just dig your nose in there.
What is that?
girl.
Like it's sweat.
it's just funny though because I think all of the conversations that we've had, just with the way people are, the way people perceive things, I think I'm just a little more mindful. I mean, even though, again, I have no reputation to protect, there is just a level of like, I don't know. I mean, again, I don't want people to feel like whatever. You
like
know what
uncomfortable.
I mean? Yeah, I don't want to feel, you know, because I was like, oh, my bad. I actually just made you fucking smell like baked goods.
Yeah.
Which I loved fucking baked goods.
Yeah.
But I think I just try to be mindful. That's all.
That's good.
I mean, again, with people I know, I can let shit fly because who gives a shit. But,
yeah.
But I mean, but with people I don't know, obviously, they don't. You know, and I look like an asshole anyway. You know what I mean? So, well, by the way, so tell me about the food that you're not. Oh, you know what drives me nuts that you're not excited about food.
You would love the places I ate in San Francisco because all of it was great food because Terry's a foodie.
Mm-hmm. Terry, we got to hang out, bro.
You know what's funny about me is that all my friends are foodies except for me.
Mm.
That's why I always tell them, no, you have to pick because you love food more than I love food.
Listen, me and you uh-huh. and Terry, for that matter, we got to go to, there's that pizza place I like in Costa Mesa called Folks.
Mm-hmm.
Folks.
If you drive, I'll go.
It is so fucking good.
I don't want to drive, but if you
every drive, day in my fucking life, I crave that place. I literally, like, at least 3 times a day, I'll be like talking to people, I'm like, oh man, I'm craving that fucking pizza. Like, I crave it every day.
So I'll tell you where we went.
Okay, tell me.
You would love. Okay, right. We went to a lot of places to eat.
Okay.
One I know you would love is called STK. They have one in San Diego and one in Las Vegas also. Because okay. I specifically asked the girl for you, mm-hmm. is this a chain? Mm-hmm. And she's like, well, we have one in Vegas and we have one in San Diego. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, cool. The vibe was amazing. Mm-hmm. It was like purple, like DJ kind of vibe. But not like a DJ club kind of vibe.
Right.
Like just cool music.
Cool.
And then Terry had the ribeye and lobster Ooh. Tail. And she loved it. She said, this is the best thing she's had in a long time.
Okay.
I had my side of mac and cheese and my You're side of veggies.
Such a dork.
And my side of veggies.
God, you eat like a fucking 2-year-old.
I have to portion, you know that. What if I eat like if I eat like you think, how big would I be?
Well, no, that's not what I'm fucking saying. Yeah. Like get something besides fucking mac and cheese.
I
fucking asshole.
What else? I don't know. I like mac and cheese. I'm sorry. I like it. And it was really good mac and cheese.
I'm sure it was fucking incredible.
I got mac and cheese and then I got a side of veggies.
Uh-huh.
That was good. And then I got, what did I get? Dessert. I got dessert.
Uh-huh. What was that dessert?
What did I get for dessert? Oh, I got like, no, that was somewhere else. Fuck. What did I get for dessert? I think we got cheesecake. I want to say we got some kind of
right.
cheesecake or something. But uh-huh. it was really good. We yeah. shared it, I think. Yeah. Yeah.
And down with cheesecake.
Yeah. It's like a cake of some sort. So that was really good. And then we went to a place called Bodega 99.
Mm-hmm.
Or 69. I'm not sure. Bodega something.
Ooh, ooh!
And this is in Mission.
Uh-huh.
And it was a pasta place. And the guy spoke like he was from Italy. And he spoke Italian. He's like Sicily and something else. And he was super cute. He looked like he was 12 years old, but he was super sweet. Like, uh-huh. like you wanted him to be your son.
Sure.
I'm not seeing this in any kind of nasty way, so don't be gross. A little bit. I'm just saying he was super sweet.
A little bit.
Like, we're like, oh, probably 18. He looked like he was 18. Anyway.
He's old enough to go down on it. Let's just say that.
So he was really sweet. I got a pasta. Terry got, I think, chicken parm.
Uh-huh.
And then, no, wait, she got lasagna or chicken parm. I'm not sure. Anyways, she ordered dessert.
You're literally the worst storyteller
she
ever.
She got a tiramisu.
Tiramisu.
That's what she calls it.
I love it.
A tiramisu. And I got like a chocolate cake. And then he gave her a tiramisu to go.
Damn.
Yeah. I didn't get anything. I was like, he gave it to her for freezies.
You're all, fuck that bitch. Like, give me free fucking, give me fucking free cheesecake, you dick.
That was nice. That was really good too. And then what else did we eat?
Because Terry has a good personality.
That's
yourself.
True. My personality sucks.
It's garbage.
It's hard. It sucks hard. I'm just like, okay. And then we had a lot of breakfast spots.
Uh-huh.
And the breakfast was good.
The breakfast is the biz, dude.
Yes.
Like, I'm, I feel like I'm
more a breakfast person. So.
I am kind of a breakfast person because I never get it.
Mm-hmm.
I never get breakfast. So, like, I'm always like, anybody's like, oh, let's get breakfast. I'm like, dude, I'm down 100%.
So I told Nick yesterday, he's like, well, do you want to go to this, like, seafood, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, no, I want fucking breakfast.
Yeah.
I want breakfast.
That's right.
Like, I love breakfast.
Breakfast is the biz, dude.
Yeah. So I got breakfast instead.
Did I tell you about the jam in Nashville?
Mm-mm. I don't like jam though. It's too sticky.
No, dude. There was this one spot we went to, and same thing. I'm not like, oh, put jam on my toast. I'm not that guy. But they're like, oh, we're kind of known for our jam. And I'm like, all right, whatever, dude. So I got the fucking little biscuits and gravy, and I'm like, oh, like, okay, put a little butter on there and put the fucking jam. Yeah. Holy fuck.
It was really good.
Mind fucking blowing. Fucking good jam.
I didn't know Nashville was known, or just that restaurant.
It was just that one particular spot. I think that I'm going to order it because it was like, it was actually that good.
Oh, that's good.
But the thing is, you can't bring more than like, what is it, 3 ounces on a plane or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, unless you check your bags, which you didn't check our bags.
Yeah.
So, but you can order on Etsy, and I'm like, man, it was so fucking good. I'm like, I'm still craving that, too.
Oh, nice.
Here's why everybody's skinny.
Yeah, I know.
I think about food all fucking day. I'm thinking about breakfast, and I'm like, oh, man, that was so good. And then I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with me?
You like food. I love you regardless of this and all that. It's fine. You can keep rebelling.
Damn, it's fucking brutal.
But are you happy?
I am. I love.
And you're pretty healthy.
I love myself.
For the most part, if so, you're happy, which is awesome. For the most part, you're healthy.
Yeah.
So who cares?
Right.
Eat what you want. I say eat and be happy.
Dude, my testosterone level is 720, bro.
Nice. What's up? Nice. Way to keep it up.
Yeah, you still get the fucking boners. Hallelujah.
So, yeah, for me, I mean, I crave sweets, you know that. But more, and I love breakfast, but other than that, like, I don't really care where we eat.
Right.
Because I can get something anywhere.
Well, but here's the thing. Like, okay, at Toast, mm-hmm. I want that omelet that we always get.
The Spanish omelet.
Spanish omelet fire.
It's delicious.
The jalapeno,
sour cream.
Fire.
Hot. It is.
Super good.
It's really good, yes.
If me and you went to Kimmy's, I don't know what we would get.
We usually get the
basic breakfast, right?
Yeah, but what we get at Kimmy's that we love is the cinnamon.
The cinnamon roll pancakes.
Yeah, cinnamon roll pancake, which I know somebody. I always say I know somebody.
You know,
I know somebody that's really good friends with the girl that works at Kimmy's, uh-huh. which her family owns. Because uh-huh. everyone works at Kimmy's, it's like a family-owned business.
Sure.
I told her, I was like, can you have her bring me some cinnamon roll pancakes, please? Because mm-hmm. those are the bomb. But that's our flavor for Kimmy's. Otherwise, it's just a basic breakfast.
Right. Well, that's what you, but I feel like because we do the pancakes mm-hmm. and like the basic breakfast, mm-hmm. right? And then there's an early bird. They actually have the Dutch waffle.
We do like
that waffle. So it's like that little thin waffle with the blueberries and the cream, and then I feel like same thing. We just get like the.
But we do the pancake with the Dutch waffle. Don't we just get the regular pancake with the Dutch?
Yeah,
stuff maybe. On it. Uh-huh. Yes, that's what we do.
And then there it's the. But what's the savory that we get? Like, maybe the chili killis. Maybe we've done that a couple of times.
We haven't do we? The chili killis with no meat. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Because for you out there that don't know, because I'm not the one that says it all the time, I don't eat meat.
Fucking vegetarian asshole.
But I don't care if you do. I'm not weird about it.
No, she is.
I am not weird about
you
it.
No, I'm saying you're not. I give you credit because fucking every asshole that's fucking vegetarian, they won't shut up about it. It's like, God.
And I'm not weird about it. And I don't like meat just because I particularly just don't like meat.
By the way, Monkey Business and Fort, have you ever eaten there?
Yes.
Their foods are actually pretty good, too.
It's really large portions, but yes, I have had that mm-hmm. before. Because I used to work right there, like right down the street. Mm-hmm. So I've had a lot of things there. There's another place over there. I don't know if it's like egg, like yolk or something.
Or Broken Yolk.
Broken Yolk. Yeah. That was pretty good. I've had mm-hmm. that.
Haven't eaten
that. Mimosas is supposed to be open somewhere around here, but I feel like it's going to be the same.
Have you tried?
Have you had McCollins? Breakfast?
I have not.
I keep telling you we need to go.
Well, fucking invite my ass.
Well, you're busy on Sundays.
Your mom's busy. No, I'll go with you on Sunday morning.
Okay, you want to go Sunday
yeah,
morning?
Yeah, like 10 a.m.?
I don't know time they open. Whatever time they open, we can go.
Okay.
Because they have really good...
I know.
But see, I feel like I'm... But see, now that like I'm blowing it up, you're going to be like, this isn't that great.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah,
you fucking... And we should have gone to Toast. That's what you're going to say, because I'm kind of blowing it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But they have really good breakfast, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I've never had it there, but I'm down.
They have, like, the Fruity Pebble waffles.
Uh-huh.
No, not waffles. French toast.
Uh-huh.
Fruity Pebbles French toast.
Okay.
That shit's the bomb.
Is it really?
Yes, I love that. Anytime I get it, I order. This is what I always say so I don't look like a, like,
an idiot.
Yeah, I always say, I'm ordering it for the table, though. Like, it's I'm ordering my food, but then also ordering extra food for the table.
You're like, I'm ordering like bacon wrapped tater tots
right.
For the table, girl.
For the table. It's for the table. Like, it's not just for me. It's for the table.
You know, I anytime I can get breakfast, dude, I'm down.
Yeah.
100%.
And then they have a pretty good mimosa deal.
Well,
I get pretty crunk at McCollins, though, for their brunch.
I'm like getting down on the fucking, Bloody Marys. You're not down for the Bloody
Marys. I don't like the Bloody Marys.
God. So I bought a mix.
Yeah.
I mean, again, if you don't like them, it doesn't mean shit. But it's like, I got a mix. And then I added like extra, again, everything you're not going to like. Bloody Mary mix. Add extra horseradish. Mm. Add extra salt, pepper, and a little lemon. Woo! So good.
That stuff like... Nick would love.
Oh, no. Nick would fucking love it, dude.
I saw a Bloody Mary once. It had a whole fucking hamburger inside of it.
Yeah, that's
I
was like, just
that's
stupid.
Crazy.
Well, that's stupid.
Yeah. I was like, this is nuts. This is not a drink. This is a meal.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm not the biggest fan of those things. I do like my mimosas.
No, I like mimosas, too, but then I got to go to bed.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, man.
I definitely have to go to sleep after mimosas.
Yeah.
I like how we're talking about food this whole episode.
Well, it was like 15 minutes.
But now I'm hungry and I just went to the...
Tell me to go to the fucking store!
No, I went to the Olive Garden today.
Oh, yeah? What'd you get?
For my sister's birthday.
What'd you get?
I got the, what I always get, the eggplant parmesan.
Oh, yeah?
Eggplant
parm. You like that eggplant,
with a side of broccoli instead of the pasta, because nice. I'm trying to be good.
I know, you're so slim.
Even though I got a cake, too. I shared it with my mom.
You're like, I'll take a double Whopper with cheese. Right? And that Diet Coke,
please. And a Diet Coke, please. Extra diet.
I do love food, though. I can talk about food all day. But, dude, folks, one of these days, dude, we'll go down there.
It's, oh, folks. Okay.
Yeah, the pizza place. It's so good.
Do we have to make a reservation? Or
kind of. You kind of. Well, like, it's like, the thing is, like, they don't have that many tables. Mm-hmm. So, like, they have very limited reservations. Mm-hmm. So, most of the time, you just got to fucking go and wait.
And wait. That's fine.
But then it's like, but then there's been times where when it rains, because a lot of the tables are outside. I went there, like, fucking three separate times when it was during the whole cold season when it was raining. And I forgot every time that, like, dude. Like,
there's not enough tables.
Yeah, because they have like 10 tables outside. Mm-hmm. They have maybe like 8 tables inside or 10 tables inside, maybe like another 10 or 15 outside. And so, like, but when it's raining, of course, you can't sit outside. Mm-hmm. And so you're like, oh, fuck. They're like, yeah, dude, we're not serving anything for dinner. I'm like, god damn it.
Okay, so what's your favorite kind of food? Like, your genre of food? Like, you're like Italian, American, Mexican. What's your favorite type?
Honestly, Indian.
Indian, okay.
Indian, yeah. I mean, because Indian has enough, like, different things, mm-hmm. like legit different flavors. I feel like I could eat that every day.
The spices and stuff.
Yeah, I could eat that every day.
Mine is Italian.
Oh, yeah. What's yours?
It's Italian.
No, Italian's fucking... By the way, I love all of them, though. But I feel like when you eat Italian, though, you usually get the same shit, though.
I get a lot of pizza. Mm-hmm. That's Italian. No, mm-hmm. I get a lot of, like, eggplant. Usually when I go to a restaurant, it's either the veggie lasagna, the cheese ravioli, the eggplant, something like that. Mm-hmm. Around those mm-hmm. terms, or the pizza. Mm-hmm. But I do like Italian the most. Mm-hmm. And then anything breakfast.
Yeah. Well, Mexican, I think, is my... Mexican... Well, I mean, again, it's a tie.
I can't say,
I feel like Mexican, Italian, and Indian, I could eat every one of those every day.
But for me, Mexican food is, like, the only thing I really like with Mexican food is a cheese quesadilla.
You're literally the worst Mexican ever, dude.
The cheese enchiladas.
Uh-huh.
Or, like, the chili relleno. Mm-hmm. Or nachos.
Right. You're the worst Mexican ever.
Yeah. So it's like, I could say I like Mexican food, but I really don't.
Dude, like the little Mexican place that I like, La Puerta in Brea, mm-hmm. it's like, I could eat there three times a fucking day. I swear to God. Because it's like, oh, you go in the morning, you get the fucking, like, menudo, or you get the, like, pozole, then you go there for lunch and you get a whatever, like maybe quesadilla or whatever, and then you go there for dinner and you get like the chili verde plate. I can eat there all day long.
No, like,
I mean, I would be the size of a fucking house if I did that, but I mean, I could.
Yeah, but now I'm hungry and I already ate today, so I can't eat again.
Tell Nick to get us food.
He's making his turkey burritos. He's eating them right now.
Yeah, I know.
Turkey burritos.
What does your shirt say?
It's Terry's shirt. It says Cupid.
When
I was hungover.
Oh, Breaking Hearts. Breaking Hearts.
I wanted to, like, take off my dress.
Uh-huh.
So I borrowed her shirt.
Okay. It's cute. I like it. It looks like it has Care Bears.
Yeah.
Like little devil Care Bears.
Yeah. It's pretty cute, right? Yeah, so San Francisco was fun. The winery, the wine place was fun.
Did you watch the, you did. I already know you did. I heard you watching it. I don't know, the little skinny guy that does comedy. What's his name?
Oh, John Mulaney.
Yeah, what did you think of that?
I thought it was funny, but that's the act that he did when we saw him in Arizona.
Oh, so you had already...
So I already heard it. But I think he's funny. What'd you think?
I thought it was... I liked everything except for, like... Because, again, once you've already heard it, it's not... Yeah. That's not spontaneous anymore, right? But there was, like, that middle bit where he was talking about, you know, the intervention... And then like, he's like, oh, and then there was like 6 people that were on fucking Zoom. And he's like, oh, I rang that bell all day long. Yeah. Why, if you really cared, you should be here. Yeah. But he did like that little middle bit on SNL.
Yeah.
And I thought he delivered it funnier on SNL.
Yeah.
And so, but the rest of it was pretty, it was all good. I mean, yeah. I love John Mulaney.
Yeah. Who doesn't love John Mulaney?
I don't know.
Right? I think he's funny.
Yeah, he's great.
He's funny because how he looks, you wouldn't think all that shit about him.
Right.
Just based on looks. Based on looks alone, he looks like this, like, vanilla, you know, dork of a kid.
Right.
But the fact that he had a drug problem and all that stuff, yeah, it makes him a little bit more interesting.
Yeah, no, it was good though.
It's not good to have a drug problem. So I'm just saying for this,
it does make one more interesting though.
For him, it definitely made him more interesting. Yeah. You know?
Well, yeah, I like how he's like, dude, if you saw me, whatever. It was like, pop, 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 pop. He's like, I'm like, yeah, super excited. He's like, and guess what makes you that way? You know, it's funny.
It's because he's on coke.
Yeah.
So this is, I said the winery. This is the.
Oh.
Let's see, are we here?
You.
And definitely we were mixing alcohol. We were mixing the reds and. I didn't know you weren't supposed to mix.
You're not supposed to make reds and whites?
I guess not. But I definitely was doing that.
Uh-huh.
So I guess you're not supposed to do that. They actually had like buckets there. You could spit out your stuff.
Uh-huh.
Which I think is weird. Who's spitting out alcohol?
Yeah.
So I don't know.
How about I go with you and then I'll spit mine in your mouth.
But like we were shooting it back like they were shots, mm-hmm, because that's how I thought you drink wine, but apparently it's not. You're supposed to like go like this and sip it.
Yeah, people swear.
But there was no sipping involved. Right. There was just like us drinking it. So we did definitely get a little bit buzzed.
Sure.
Let's see, was do this one San Francisco trip. I have to post pictures from San Francisco. I actually haven't posted that
many
pictures.
Three easy poses for your next photo shoot. Turn around and flare your dress.
I had Terry do this one.
Put your hair behind your ear.
But legit, these
find
came out fire.
To lean on and look away.
Right? Those are good.
Came out good.
See, so we were there. Uh-huh. Went here, had that drink. Right there, that blue drink.
Sure.
That was my view.
Nice.
Right? It's been fun. We went to Wipeout Bar and Grill. That one was just okay. That was just like islands. I feel like that's an islands thing.
Sure.
That was our hotel. We had some sake bombs.
Nice.
This was us at the airport.
Okay. You're my Sorry. Best.
Oh, that's another one. That's another. Hold on. That's when I was with Nick in the car. So, did I even show you that? How big? Q and Hannah's baby shower. I mean, gender reveal. Mm. That's how they did it. So whoever got pinned down and counted through that.
Is that right?
That's who ended up being the boy, but yeah.
That's funny.
Isn't that cute? That's my love. I love him so much.
Uh-huh.
Look at that cheeks.
You know, what I love about this whole segment is like
nobody can see it.
Everyone's like, what the fuck are these guys talking about? This shit's boring.
If you go to my funny cupcake Instagram, you can see all the pleasure. And all my shit that I have on here.
Don't get me wrong, I'm into it, dude. I love it.
Is that cool? That was our hotel.
Oh, that's cool.
Cool painting, huh? Yeah. That was my fit.
Dude, one of these, I'm gonna fucking jack your fur coat, bro.
Right? I have a lot of them.
Mm-hmm. The guest one.
Went to Rise Over Run, and that was alright. I don't know if you like it or not, but was cute about Rise Over Run. So that was a hotel. Restaurant on like a top of rooftop whatever hotel, mm-hmm, at the Line Hotel,
mm-hmm.
So if you ordered a bucket of chicken, which we did not, but if you do, it came in a cage, like a bird cage,
mm,
which I thought was hilarious.
It's funny.
Right? I thought it was funny.
Did you get a shot of it?
I don't think I got a picture of it, no, but I thought it was funny.
It's a great story.
I thought it was a good little, like, it was just cute. I like little quirky things like, yeah, that. I was like, oh, that's pretty funny.
It's sad that you don't like chicken. Or any meat, for that matter.
I never did, even when I was younger.
Yeah.
No.
There's like a barbecue place that they opened, like Korean fried chicken. Yeah. Fucking so good, dude.
I just never did. I don't know what's wrong. You know what I did like when I was little? Chicken Little. Like the little sandwiches from Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Okay.
Sandwiches. You know those little chicken sandwiches?
Yeah.
Those like this big?
Yeah.
I liked those when I was little.
Yeah. But those aren't even really chicken, though, to be fair.
I know. And
like, if you get a chicken sandwich from fucking McDonald's, it's not really chicken.
And then I liked... So these are the three things I liked when I did eat meat when I was younger. I stopped eating meat when I was 18 years old. So let me let you know.
All right.
One was McDonald's, which is terrible. The other one was Wiener Schnitzels, which was terrible. And the third one was that little chicken sandwich.
Yeah, none of those are meat.
I know.
Like, by the way...
It's all the parts.
Not even.
I think so. Yeah. Oh, and chorizo.
Oh, chorizo con huevo was fucking wonderful.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was my favorite.
That's so good.
That was so good.
No, but, okay, so Taco Bell got sued,
mm-hmm,
because their meat tacos were only like 7% meat.
Yeah.
And, like, they only have to be, like, 14% meat to be considered, like, beef.
Yeah.
And so, like, it was 7%, meaning it's, like, soy, mm-hmm. like, all these, like, fillers and all this other shit that is, like, that comprises the meat.
Yeah.
7%. So, like, if you're getting shit from, you know, Taco Bell, yeah. Del Taco, it's meat-ish, mm-hmm. but it's not really. It's not, you're getting, like, they're not, like, taking pure ground beef and,
yeah.
you know what I mean?
I never really liked that stuff, though. Like, on Thanksgiving, I wouldn't eat turkey, mm. like, all that stuff. And again, it has, this is nothing to do with anything. This is not health reasons, because I'm definitely not healthy, like, as far as, like, I eat a lot of, like, sugar stuff, because mm-hmm. I love sugar, and I drink alcohol, because I love alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not healthy, I just, when I was 18, I just decided to stop eating meat, and then I just did it.
Hey,
and
do was, you, boo, no yeah. one's judging you.
And then I never went back to it.
No one is judging you, Aurora.
I feel pretty judged by you right now, actually, I have to say.
I'm just saying, when I mean, like, there are certain things that I eat, like, as an example, like, that, at that folks, that the pizza place, they have, like, a fucking pepperoni pizza, and, like, the pepperoni is so fucking good. And I'm almost yeah. like, is it like eating a steak? No, but
with
it is
with everything you'll eat, but you won't go down on a girl, it's ridiculous.
Shut your goddamn whore mouth. Shut your mouth.
With everything you'll put in your mouth, except for vagina, it's ridiculous.
I mean, I guess, basically, I'm a vagina vegetarian.
You're a vegetarian.
I'm a vagina.
No, that one would make the opposite. You're a...
I don't know.
You're a...
Cockatarian.
You're a cockatarian.
I don't know. I don't know. That's all I could come up with. Short notice.
That's all I know about you.
So. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Like, here's the thing I realized, too. I feel like my brain isn't as fast as it used to be.
Mm, probably.
Yeah. I mean, so I ran into one of my ex-girlfriends from, like, way back when, like, way, way, way back when.
The blind one?
The blind one. Did yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, you told me about
so, but,
this.
But, like, so I was, ran into one of her friends, and so uh-huh. I was telling her friend, I said, it's so funny, I ran into this girl, and her new husband with her, she was married once, you know, once, and then mm-hmm. yeah, has a new husband. And so he's like, oh, yeah, like, ha-ha, you know, we thought you were gay or something like that. And I was like, and I wanted to be like, it was literally like 3 hours, so I was like, oh, yeah, when I was fucking your girlfriend in the ass, I'm pretty sure she's positive I'm not gay, bro. Like, but I thought about it 3 hours later. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, but also, that doesn't really help your story with not being gay.
I'm saying when I had sex with your fucking wife, I'm sure she could verify the fact that I wasn't gay is basically the point.
I mean, but the fact that you preferenced the ass.
Yeah, I only have sex with girls in the ass because I pretend they're males. That's basically what I do.
It's not helping the case at all.
But the point is, like, he's trying to be silly.
Yeah.
And I thought of, like, a comeback. Like, actually, like, really, afterwards. It was, like, really about a month and a half later. I'm like, I should have said
that. You should have called him up.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, bro, by the way, I don't even care.
Remember that one time?
God, what? No, there was another one the other day. I was like, somebody said something. I was like, I thought about shit, like, 3 days later. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, jeez. Because I feel like I make a habit out of not reacting to stuff.
I mean, because I feel like you're just like me. I don't care if people say things to
mm-hmm,
me.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't really bother me enough for me to, like, react.
But I'm like, oh, that would have been funnier if I said whatever.
If you said something.
But then I'm like, who cares?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So did you watch Beef?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
Oh, good.
Yeah. I didn't like the indie, and I thought I didn't get it.
What?
Maybe it wasn't.
No, that was the ending I expected.
Okay, because I didn't understand the ending that well.
Well, no, because the whole time they're fixated on each other.
Yeah, they're obsessed.
The whole time, like, literally from, like, episode, like...
Yeah, but did he die?
No.
I thought she said, like, nothing lasts forever.
No,
and then she
he did not
and she
die.
She snuggled with him in the bed. Oh, wait, sorry. That was spoilers. But I feel like if people haven't watched it right now, it's
yeah,
been
fuck
around
you guys.
For, yeah.
The show's been out for at least 2 weeks.
But also, yeah, right? Fuck you. Yeah. But also, fuck you.
Yeah, and there's spoilers. But from, like, episode... I actually remember at the beginning. I remember literally episode one, I'm like, oh, they're going to fucking end up loving each other. Like, I just remember...
But how do you know that they love each other? He's, like, dead. They weren't, like...
He's not dead.
He was, like, totally, he seemed like he was
no,
dead.
No, no, no. They're going to do they're going to do a season two...
Oh, you think there'll be a season 2?
I think there'll be a season 2. Because they left it totally open. No. She gets into fucking... Spoiler. She gets into fucking bed with him. and is like cuddling with him. Like, he's absolutely gonna fuck.
But cuddling, like, it seemed like not in love, but like a friendship thing.
Like, if I was men and women can't be friends, or I told you.
No, if I was in the hospital, but I feel like you'd come in and spoon me.
I would.
Aww, thank you.
Don't die before me. I gotta die before you. All right.
No, you would like be brushing my hair.
No. Oh,
you would be spraying my roots with some kind of like. By the way,
not speaking of going down and being friends and people dying, one of my clients, I went to their house and the girl had throat cancer.
Yeah,
and she's stage four, so she's dying.
Yeah,
and you know what it was from? Fucking HPV. And what do you get HPV from? Going down on people.
That's not...
That is what she got it from. Dude, I'm telling you, bro.
How do you know she got it that way?
Well, I'm just saying that's... How do you get... It's like saying, okay, I got fucking herpes on my fucking mouth. You either got it from kissing somebody that had herpes, or sucking somebody's dick, or somebody's vagina that had herpes. That's how you get herpes. That's how it passes.
I've read so many articles on this HPV thing, and that's not true. You could get... You could contract HPV...
From
going down... I get that part. You can contract it. Right, for sure. Going down on women is not what gets you the cancer. Or the HPV.
It's the HPV that turns into cancer. I understand that.
Okay.
I'm saying, I literally prefaced that. I said, she got throat cancer from HPV. That's what I said.
How do you know she was going down on girls?
I didn't say she was going down on girls. I said she got throat cancer from HPV. I mean, because again, the whole like, oh, well, it's not, you went down on somebody or you did something that from with somebody that had fucking HPV.
But you, is she a lesbian?
No, she's straight.
So then how did
I'm saying you, but you can get it from a, I didn't say it was from a girl.
Oh, you said she got it from a guy.
I said she got HPV it from, yeah, it's because again, the whole thing is like, oh, well, like it's not from a girl. No, if you go down to anybody, you do anything with anybody that has HPV, you're going to get it and you get it in your fucking throat. Be it a dick or a vagina. That's all I'm saying. I'm just saying, no, she.
But you get any STD from doing anything.
Yeah, but HPV, you'll get fucking throat cancer.
You won't always get throat cancer.
Not always. HPV. That's not true. Always. No, not always.
There has
I agree.
It has to be the HPV that gives you cancer.
Right.
Which there's different stages.
But I was like, damn, dude. And by the way, this fucking. Here's the part that kills me about her story. She went to the dentist, had oral surgery.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no big deal. And then, like, it wasn't healing right. Then she goes back because it wasn't healing right. And like, dude, she has like a giant tumor like in her fucking mouth and in her fucking throat and in her fucking lungs from this shit. And I'm like, you didn't notice that fucking... She's like, oh, you could see the tumor in my mouth. I'm like, you didn't feel that like before that? And it's like, well, it's nice knowing you for the next...
You're
week.
So mean.
Sucks.
So
it
sad.
Fucking sucks, dude.
It's sad.
No,
yeah.
I'm not dismissing it. It's I'm not dismissing it. I mean, I'm just saying it's just crazy. Here's what I think is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
People get to know your bodies. I mean, I'm not even being funny. I'm like one of my other clients. She was like, she goes, oh, okay, I found out I had breast cancer. Okay, whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
No big deal. But she goes, oh, and she grabs my hand and she puts it on her boot and like literally up here, like near her, like the top of her chest.
Yeah.
You could literally feel it, like you could feel like a rock like underneath her skin. I'm like, how did you not feel that?
Yeah.
And she's like, I don't know, I just did. I'm like, do you not shower and you didn't feel like the top of your boob? Like it's like, know your fucking bodies. If you have a tumor in your goddamn mouth, you didn't feel that shit for...
I mean, I'm sure they felt it, but they just didn't think anything of it.
Yeah.
Like when Nick discovered he had cancer, he said like he was like laying down just like touching his chest right here.
Uh-huh.
And then that he felt something. And so now what Nick does, like now Nick's like obsessed with touching his chest all the time.
Sure.
He's like constantly touching himself. Because that's how he felt his lump.
But what I'm saying, he was aware of his body.
Mm-hmm.
He felt it.
But it wasn't even being unaware. It was just like subtly, like, you know how like when you're laying down?
Yeah.
Like if you're laying down and you're just like relaxing, he touched it.
No, but I'm saying, but this girl with the breast cancer, she actually, I guess, had like a scan or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then the doctor was the one that found it. But I'm like, how did you not feel that?
Yeah.
You can literally, it's like saying like you have something like, it, like
but
it was literally on the top.
You don't always know if lumps are always cancer. That's just
no,
the thing.
This,
they could be benign.
No.
There's things like that can happen. When I was younger, I had this thing on my back. It wasn't big. It wasn't like a hunchback thing. It was on my lower back. It was like an inch-ish,
uh-huh.
like right here.
A tail.
It was my tail. I got removed. Could you imagine? I would be so cute with a tail. Okay, so it was like right here,
mm-hmm.
and like I was like always like, okay, this is weird. So I got scared. I went mm-hmm. to the doctor, mm-hmm. and it was nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It was nothing. So not every lover. No, for sure. I mean, you should always get a check. Always get a check.
Just to be on the safe side.
But I'm going to say not every lump is something.
Yeah, no, for sure. For sure. But, man, but I just feel like there's just certain things where I'm like.
Like, well, right here turns out to be my belly.
You're like, what's all this? Oh, no.
It's just my belly.
No, but I think it's crazy because a lot of things like that. Because they always tell you, like, give yourself a breast exam. Mm-hmm. But they don't go, well, here's what cancer feels like.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It kind of drives me crazy a little bit. Because I just feel like, you know, as a boob guy, mm-hmm. I felt a million fucking boobs. I don't know. You feel a bunch of stuff in there.
Wait, really quick, going back.
Hit me.
How much did you hate that guy, that girl's husband?
You literally had the worst fucking ADD. God damn it.
You knew we were talking about beef, and then you totally went into this breast cancer rant.
People, check yourselves for breast cancer. That's all I'm saying.
Or any cancer.
And guys can get breast cancer,
or
too.
Or testicle
weird.
Cancer. And testicular cancer. You should check yourself for every kind of cancer.
Facts. Go ahead. Yeah, I was done.
By the way. The colon screenings, too.
Yeah, I just did mine, too.
Oh, fuck. I have to do mine. I keep forgetting. Mm-hmm. Anyways, but I did do a mammogram.
Yeah?
And I don't have anything.
Nice.
And I did do. Hey, I never told you about my stress test.
Oh, you did a stress test?
Okay, so yours was on a treadmill, right?
Yes.
Okay. I was not prepared for mine because mine was not on a treadmill. Uh-huh. I walked in and the guy was super nice. He's like, da da da, so this is what you're going to be doing. He's telling me everything I'm going to be doing. So it was a bed.
Right.
And then I have like a bike.
Did they think you were too out of shape to do the regular
No, no, no. That's the first thing I asked him. I was like, is this because I'm old?
I heard somebody fucking say the same thing. Yeah. It was like, old lady.
Yeah, I was like, is this because I'm old? He's like, no. He's like, you could do the trampoline thing too. The treadmill thing, but this is like what we do because mine was for my breast. It was specifically like here for my breast, my chest area.
Uh-huh.
Because what my doctor told me was that there is something when I have my EKG, there is something blocking me there. But I don't know if it's because you have big titties or if there's something actually blocking me there.
Sure.
So I did it again. So now that I could, he said, do it another time, like another test. Mm-hmm. So I did it again. And then he said the same thing. We don't know if it's big titty meat or if it's something blocking. And that's what I told the guy. And he's like, yes, I'm pretty sure your doctor told you exactly like that. Uh-huh. And I'm like, he didn't say it like that. But basically,
you got the big titty meats.
Basically, he said that. Uh-huh. And he's like, okay. So I think because they had to have the ultrasound guy there.
Sure.
So I had to get like.
Oh, okay. There had to be somebody that's good.
Doing pictures of my boobies like this.
Uh-huh.
While I was doing the pedals.
Sure.
And I had an IV in me too.
Right.
Did you have an IV in
you? No,
okay,
no.
And I had an IV in me. So it wasn't just because I was old. So how dare you?
It's because you're old and you have big titties.
So they did that, but I was fine.
So it was good.
Yeah.
No, because that's what you the sonogram is what you want.
Yes.
That's what I wanted.
Yes.
But I didn't get that.
Yeah, so I got everything. Anyway, so it was fine. But yeah. that's what it was. And I was not, and I looked at him, and I looked at the thing, and he told me everything I was gonna be doing, and I told him I really wasn't prepared for this today. I honestly thought I was just gonna be like on a treadmill for like 5 minutes and then I was gonna be done.
Right, no.
He's like, no, it's gonna be like an hour.
And then you have like your titty meat all fucking
massaged
and fucking.
It was like three people in there, one doing the IV, one doing the sonogram, one telling me like how fast to go. Uh-huh. He's like, every minute we're gonna start putting more like resistance on the pedal.
Right.
So you can keep going until you can't go anymore.
Right.
So that's what I did.
Right.
Yeah.
So you're going for like 30 seconds, like, I'm done.
I'm like, okay, can I be done now?
I'm like, I'm done. That was too much.
Yeah, he was cracking up.
Nice, man.
So yes, that was that.
So you're all healthy and shit.
So I'm all healthy and shit.
I love it, dude.
And then another thing that was funny that happened to me was this guy, did I tell you? So somebody asked me, they're like, what are you? And I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, because you look very ambiguous as far as, like, my, like, background, like, my culture, that's a weird question, right?
He said as far as your culture.
Like, well, like, as far as what am I?
Yeah, I don't
like
know.
My parent, like, that kind of
stuff.
Right. But do you think I look ambiguous?
No.
As far as that goes?
You look Mexican, dude.
That's what I said. And then some girl, like, at my work, when I told her that I was Mexican, she's like, no, you're not. I'm like, no, I am. She's like, I would have never thought that.
What did she think you were?
I don't know. Chinese? And I asked her, I was like, what did you think I was? She's like, I don't know. I just didn't see, like, Hispanic in you. And I'm like, I've had a lot of Hispanic in me. Thank you very much.
No, but, you know, by the way, this is, I'm just gonna just touch on it slightly, but like, dude, like there's an old like anthropological thing, but dude, you line up a like a Chinese person, a Japanese person, Inuit, Native American, whatever. A lot of them look very similar.
Yeah,
you know, very, very similar. And so, yeah, I've had people say like all different things for me.
Yeah. So that was that. I was like, oh, I don't know. I'm whatever you want me to be.
But you don't. But yeah. Well, no. And that's the thing. I literally do the same thing. I'm like, yeah, whatever.
And I also told us like I've never taken like that background check. For the most part, I am Hispanic. But I've never taken, like, that background whatever check. But then someone corrected me. No, I said I was Mexican. And they're like, oh, you're from Mexico? I'm like, no, like, my great-great-grandma. And they're like, oh, so you're Hispanic. And they're like, okay.
Whatever. Fuck off.
And then, but I'll have to take that, like, what, 23andMe thing and see exactly what it is. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, I think...
It'll be... I mean, I think it's... Because, I mean, if you think about it, most Mexican people are you're some indigenous Americans, and then the Spaniards or whatever that came down here.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to be part Spaniard, part indigenous American. But it's like specifically what are you like part Mayan? Are you part like whatever? What part of the indigenous Americas were are you?
And or then,
Mexico, and then what? And then what part of Spain or Portugal or what? You know that mm-hmm. came down here. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
But yeah, the Mexican thing is sort of overly simplistic because again, there's so many different peoples in America, in the Americas. You know what I mean?
In the Americas.
Americas. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because, by the way, dude, I actually looked. Well, I looked it up, and then I was talking to one of my buddies that knew about it. But like, he goes, yeah. He goes, all the early people were coming to America. I was like, what the fuck is it with like that fucking mariachi music? And it sounds like fucking polka music.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, yeah. And he goes, there was a section of Mexico that a lot of the Germans settled in. So yeah, like they adopted the accordion and the trombone and all the fucking bullshit for the music. I was like, really? And he's like, yeah, dude. I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
It's just crazy. Cool. It is kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, you talking about? So yeah, so you're Mexican, basically.
So yes, basically I'm Mexican. In case anybody had questions.
Right.
Yeah, I was like, so I don't know. That sounds pretty Mexican.
Pretty Mexican to me.
I don't think you can get more Mexican than that.
Yeah, true.
I'm totally Mexican.
Right. Okay, so hold on. So 90 Day Fiancé. Did you watch the most recent one today?
So I did watch the most recent one.
And Brent, fuck you. It's a fucking good show, you asshole.
This is the part where Brent's going to fast forward.
Because
he hates us talking about 90 Day Fiancé.
But okay, we can go at super speed.
Okay,
so there's the old lady and Muhammad or whatever that guy's name is.
I don't know. That old lady's weird. Yes. But that old lady's weird. That guy's totally using her for a visa. And he, like, pretty much said he is. Like, everyone else might be using them for visas, but he actually, like, admitted to it.
Did he say no?
Yeah, he was, like, talking to his dad and was like, yeah, I'm going to go to America and I'm going to get a visa because I think he wants to do, like, some stuff up here.
Right. But he didn't say that he didn't like love her and that was the only motivation.
I think when he said, if we're not going to do that,
then we're not going to.
That, that's him telling her.
So you don't believe
it. But look at this is her reaction. What? Her reaction.
You bitch, you're shocked.
What?
You're shocked.
I'm like, what? Why is she so weird?
And again, why are you shocked, honey?
Why are you shocked?
You're old as shit. He's ugly as fuck, too. Yeah, but like, but let's still, be fair.
Yeah.
Of course she's marrying some fucking old ass white bitch to come to America.
Yeah.
I don't know. You don't believe him because he said we talked about it. He said, "Dude, I never fucking said I was going to come to America," and she's like, "No, you never said that." Do you believe him or do you believe her?
I don't know. I think that they don't know how to communicate, so he probably said it, and she probably just did not hear him.
Yeah,
was not paying attention
because she is old. To be fair.
Yeah, she probably forgot.
I tell my mom a bunch of bullshit, and she doesn't listen to me.
Anyway. I mean, I forget a lot of things people say, so I don't know.
Mm-hmm. So there's the girl with the Indian guy, Jenny.
I didn't realize. So I thought she said at the beginning that she was 38, but she's actually 40.
48, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm like, dude, she's old.
Yeah.
How old is he?
She's like 15 years older than him.
Oh, so yeah,
it's a pretty big age gap.
It's like the thing with the other one.
Yeah, Jenny and Submit.
Yeah, Submit. Yeah.
And dude, like his family just fucking flipped. They're like, "Oh yeah, we're cool." And like, they're like, "How old is she?" They're like, "Yeah, never mind.
I mean, she looks like she's 50, but
she is not attractive.
She's not.
I was trying to figure it out today. It's so she's got an underbite.
Yeah,
not bad.
Yes.
She's got an underbite. She almost so then it makes her chin look extra pointy.
Yeah.
Then she's got the lip injections. Mm-hmm. So then her like lip is big, and then her like chin's all big because she has an underbite. And then she has like the really like kind of like flat like sort of cheek area, mm-hmm. you know. And then she's got the cheek filler. So then it's like it's so like mm-hmm. her face is like a half moon.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's not great. And then she has, I think, all the Botox and stuff, so her eyes are very non-expressive.
Yeah.
Her lids are very, like, kind of...
Down.
Yeah. She's not great. And she seems to have a garbage personality.
Yeah.
I really do believe that personality goes a long way.
It does. I think so.
She's garbage.
Yeah, I don't think she's good-looking either, and I don't think she's that great. What about the girl from Egypt? She was like, "I'm leaving Egypt." Their relationship's so, like, just casual. Like, we're together, okay. We're not together, okay. Like,
yeah,
whatever.
She's weird. But I think she's the one on the show that is, like, I kind of want to, like, be on the show to, like, maybe, like, get my brand off the ground.
Maybe. Like, but she's so, like, mousy and quirky. Like,
yeah, but maybe she's all about the clothes. And how old is she? But she's got to be, like, late 30s, too, right?
I was thinking more like 40s.
Yeah, I mean,
she's okay, but she looks kind of old in the face. But that could just be like because she's.
But
so
she's
pale.
Got a lot of fillers. Yeah. She's got a lot of Botox.
Yeah.
She's got a lot of stuff, but I think she's cute. But she knows she's a fucking nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
Mahmoud is a fucking nightmare.
They're
too,
both
to be
nightmares.
Fair.
I feel like I don't really like anybody of this season, to be honest.
Mm.
But I'm over the seasons of 90 Days. So.
I know you hate the fucking series.
I don't really watch. I only watch it because of Nick.
Okay, but so then okay, and then there's the girl with the guy from the DR, and then she had her boyfriend come by and like hang out.
No.
The short girl with the curly hair, the big black dude.
Oh, that guy was... Yeah.
Dude, I was like...
Or
dude,
he was like, "What size shoe do you wear?" Oh my God. I was like, what? Why is he asking that?
By the way, here's... I loved that, though, to be fair. Yeah. That whole exchange I thought was beautiful because it's like... For every fucking girl, it's like, "I'm going to be best friends with..." No offense, but every girl is like, "Oh my God, I'm going to fucking..." And for her, it was even worse because I go, this fucking guy... Was your like just a fucking hookup?
Yeah.
For 4 fucking months, you didn't even know this fucking guy from anybody.
Yeah.
But it was just your COVID fucking hookup.
For 4 months.
And then you're like,
yeah.
Now, oh my, he's like my best friend and I love him. And so now he needs to come to the DR to fucking hang out with us. Fuck this fucking asshole. You know what I mean?
Wasn't he just visiting already? And then she was just like, "Oh, he's here. Like, let's hang out."
I mean, but why are you going to go where your fucking chick is at?
I mean, I don't know. Like, I'm friends with a lot of my exes and a lot of, like, guys, I guess. Not a lot. Some. But, and I don't think it's anything weird because I feel like, okay, if I wanted to
be
with them, we would
have
been together.
Why the fuck do I have to be their fucking friend? Why do I have to be
their
fucking friend?
You don't have to be
their
friend.
No, but with her, though, she's like, "I want you to talk to him. I want you to be like, I don't want to fucking see this guy." And it's like, and then they were like, "Okay, this guy's..."
Okay, so is it better if I'm like, "Okay, Gooch. Okay, we're together."
That's Mr. Gooch to you.
Mr. Gooch, we're together.
Yeah.
And then my friend, who I used to hook up with for a few months, is coming to town. We haven't hooked up in a year, but like, I'm going to go get drinks with him. Do you want to come meet him or you don't want to come meet him?
No, I'm going to go hook... I'm going to go...
No, I'm asking you to come meet him.
No, I'm telling you what I'm going to do. I'm going to go... When you go, I'm going to go meet up with one of my girls that I used to hook up with.
But that's stupid because I'm...
No, it isn't fucking stupid.
No, it is fucking stupid because I'm inviting you to come and you don't want to come.
Yeah, but do you want to come with
me?
Yes,
I do. I do.
I'll go with your...
I want to go to meet your ex-girlfriend.
But I don't want you to meet my fucking ex-girlfriend.
Because you know she's not going to be as pretty as me. And you don't want me to make fun of you for the fucking whole year.
No, but I'm just like, dude, fuck off. If you want to... But here's the thing. Here's the thing with, I think, Hispanic guys. It's like, dude, fuck that bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's your friend. Fuck. So you fucking fuck this guy for 4 months during COVID, but he's such a good friend. He needs to come halfway around the fucking world to fucking see.
I think he was already...
Fuck that
there.
Bullshit.
I don't think he came to see her.
Fuck that.
I think he was already just there.
I'm team whatever the fucking guy's name is. Fuck that stupid idiot.
I don't know about all that. I really wasn't paying attention to that part. I just thought it was funny when he asked his shoe size.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, hey, Daniel.
I was just like, he's stand like, up, how tall?
He's like, Daniel likes big penis, huh?
Yeah. I personally thought he was being nice to him with saying that.
He wasn't being that mean.
I thought he was being nice, so I don't know. But I think if Nick was like, hey, one of my exes, which he would never, but if he wanted to meet up, do you want to go meet her for drinks? I'd be like, yeah, that's awesome. I could totally go. You just don't tell people I used to hook up with this guy. You would just be like, it's just someone I knew from like before. We never hooked up.
Right, right. Yeah.
You think that guy's going to be like, yeah, we fucked? No.
Yeah, just be like, it's an old friend.
Yeah, it's an old
friend.
Yeah,
it's easy. That's easier.
That's the best
way to do it.
Don't be stupid.
But she was being fucking stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, I could even with you and Brent or whatever, I'm like going like, yeah, dude, we've been friends for like 15 fucking years, bro.
Yeah.
We're friends, like legit friends.
Yeah.
And so if I'm fucking dating somebody new, I'm like, well, fuck this guy. You're like, dude, I've known this guy for like 20 fucking years at this point. Mm-hmm. You want to just fucking ditch it? It's not going to happen.
No.
But like, oh, a guy fucking was fucking for 4 months, like just because I had nothing else to do during COVID. It's like, okay, so why is he coming down here? Like, it's insane.
Yeah.
And it's like, and why should I give a fuck? First of all, why do you give a fuck? And why should I give a fuck? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Seriously.
But I really just think he was just down there and he texted her. I was like, hey, I'm here in this area.
And I'd be like, again, if I was like, I'd be literally, like, fuck.
When I go to any area and I know people are there, I text them. I'd be like, hey, if you want to grab drinks, I'm here.
I get that.
The party's here.
And I'm like, dude, fuck that asshole. I'm like, it's good, dude. Here's the thing that drives me fucking crazy, because I've said this to other people that, like, oh, yeah, I'm friends with my ex. And I'm like, oh, yeah. So I'm like, if I was dating you, I'd literally be like, okay, cool, you're going to see your ex. I'm going to go hang out with my ex.
Yeah.
Immediately, almost without fucking question, well, that's petty. Well, it's not fucking petty when you're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not fucking petty when you're doing it, if I'm doing it just... Potato, potato.
I mean, to be honest, for myself, I'd be like, yes, go hang out with your exes, because I know your exes, and they fucking hate me. Your exes would probably hang out with me before they hang out with you.
No,
so
no.
So don't even be telling me that your exes want to hang out with you, because I know that they don't.
I feel like it's a 50-50 split.
You always burn those bridges. You, like, light those bridges on fucking fire.
Oh, I do. That is true.
I just happen to be nice and, like, leave my bridges alone. That is true.
But I'm like, but what the fuck do you want to hang out with my fucking ex for? There's a reason you're my fucking ex, bro. Like, there's a reason you're my fucking ex.
I don't know.
I don't even like you enough to fucking date you anymore, but, like, let me be your best friend? It's insane, dude. It is literally fucking stupid.
I'm really good friends with my exes, some of them, and it was
I burned
that
bridge down.
You burned your bridge
down. No, I don't say I burned
for
that bridge
me,
down.
For me, I'm always just like, I want them to be happy because at one point I love this person. So why would I just be like, okay, go off and I will never care about you again?
I'm
no,
like,
I want
garbage.
Them to be happy and I love them. But you date garbage. So it's
I
different.
Do.
I date nice people.
No, I don't know. I mean, it's silly. It's just silly.
I don't know.
And I mean, look, you put it this way. The way that I am is if I was dating a girl and she'd say, hey, dude, like, why are you going to be hanging out the rest? I'd be like, all right, I won't do it. Like, nothing matters to me that much.
Yeah.
And if this is going to upset you, I don't want to upset you. And so if I was Danielle, or I think that's her name.
Is that her name, Danielle? Yeah.
You know, I'd be like, oh, you don't want me to? I'm like, I'd be like, okay, fuck this guy. I've just fucked him for 4 months. I don't know him from anybody. Who gives a shit? Fuck, dude, I can't see you. My husband doesn't want me to see you.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I would have done if I was her, honestly. Because again, if it was somebody that I've known for decades, I'd be like, bro, you're an idiot. This is a dude. This is one of my fucking boys from way back. Like, give me a break. You know what I mean?
I haven't had very many, like, big relationships. I don't really know. But I don't really think I've ever met any of my exes' exes. You know what I mean? Like, I never met my boyfriend that I was dating at the time, his ex.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know. I don't think I've ever... Have you ever met your girlfriend's ex?
No.
Yeah. I don't think that's ever come up.
I've heard of them, or I'm aware of them. But I don't. But I've never.
I think that's less likely to come up.
Because I don't care.
Yeah.
And
of course they're doing it for the show. Because I feel like this is less likely to come up. Because I don't very see them.
I think there are the girls that are like, oh my god, they're my friend. I'm like, I've dated that girl. I have.
Yeah.
Like, where like every guy they ever hooked up with, they're like totally friends with them still. I'm like,
I'm feeling
why?
Very judged right now.
No, it, like, literally, I dated one girl that was, like, she literally, like, every guy she'd ever hooked up with, every guy she'd ever dated, mm-hmm. like, she never lost contact with him. Except for me, obviously.
Yeah.
But I remember being, like, there was one fucking party, I swear to God, there was, like, 8 guys there that she'd had sex with. I'm like, this is not great for me. You know what I mean? It's just, like, it just feels stupid. It's like, you know?
How did you know she had sex with these guys?
Because she fucking told me.
Oh, that was stupid.
Well, no, I mean, everybody knows. Because again, like, oh, this is, like, you know, whatever. Yeah. Like, and so it was like, in fact, she's the one girl that, like...
She introduced people like that. Like, oh, this is Peter. I gave him a blowjob.
Right. Yeah. But it was like, it was literally like, she was that girl. She was the girl that stayed friends with every guy she'd ever hooked up with. Mm-hmm. That was like her thing. And I think she's the reason why I have such a strong opinion on the whole thing. Because I'm like, when I show up to a fucking party and there's literally 8 guys that you've had sex with in this fucking room, I'm like, why though?
Okay.
Why though?
So I just wouldn't tell you.
Right, no, that's the normal thing to do.
It's just not tell you.
That is the normal thing to do.
If we went to a party and there was like a lot of girls you hooked up with at this party.
Dude, I would never tell you.
You wouldn't say that. You would just be like, this is whatever. Because probably they were mostly hookups and not boyfriends.
Correct.
So they're just friends that hooked up once in a while. Who cares?
Correct.
So why feel the need to tell you that every hookup I've ever had? Like, 100... oh, I would never tell. If I ran into somebody like somewhere with Nick, I wouldn't be like, if then I had sex with that guy or whatever we hooked up, I would be like, I wouldn't ever say it.
This is Jeff.
It would just be, yes, this is Jeff.
It's a guy I know.
I wouldn't be like, oh, this is Jeff, the guy that I fucked down the street and his, like...
Right. That's correct. Right. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But, I mean, but again, you know, I don't know why that was a thing, but it was just, like, that was the thing.
I don't think people need to know everything about you like
more
that.
Mystery, yeah, less history.
Yes, more mystery, less history. That's going to be the title of this podcast.
Seriously, friend. More mystery.
Because people don't need history. To know all that stuff.
Well, no, and again, here's the thing too. I mean, I feel like there's no part of your history that is going to like benefit anything.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
No.
Like, you know, again, you know, you do some weird kinky shit with somebody else. But then you don't really want to do it anymore because it was just kind of the thing that you did with them. But then I'm like, why would you do it with them and not with me?
Because you just want to try it out.
No, I understand. But I'm just saying, so all those like little things, like all the other little things I could think about that you one might say or whatever, it's like, we could skip it. Mm-hmm. And again, I don't care to know, to be in all honesty.
Yeah.
I'm not even the person that's going to be asking you a bunch of questions because I really don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But again, but with this one particular girl, I was like, oh, well, this is the guy. I'm like, well, yeah, we did it. Oh, and this is that guy. It's like, dude, I don't give a fuck. But right. Like, but you.
Are you sure she wasn't kidding?
She was 100% not kidding. It was 100% a thing. And I'm like, it is 100% a reason why I have that fucking, like, where I'm like, dude. And so, like I said, if I did it anyway. And then, by the way, I still hang out with my fucking ex twice a fucking week, bro.
That's different. You guys have kids together.
I understand that, but I still do.
And you can't stand each other. That but you guys, true. You're obligated.
She loves me, though, to be fair.
I feel like she does not.
She 100% loves me.
She doesn't love me either, but I feel like she does not love you. But she only
doesn't hate you.
She's the one that posted a picture of us on Facebook and was like, oh, is this your new girlfriend? And
I was what?
Like, remember? I keep telling you this.
Every time
I tell you the story, you forget.
I do.
And I'm like, yeah, he fucking wishes. That's what I put on the comments when she posted.
No, she had made a couple comments with different people too.
Yeah,
and I was like, and I'm like, but the fucking point is, you know, again, I have enough people that I'd be like, oh, you want to just hang out with a guy who has sex? Well, okay, I'll go hang out with someone.
I mean, you do.
I mean, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's cool.
I just made a point to fucking do.
So I would be like, cool, go hang out with your ex that hates you. Because you're obligated to.
I'm gonna go try to have sex with you.
And I'll be like, go for it, man. Go smash it.
Oh, dude, look at this. I shouldn't say this on the podcast, but I'm going
to
show you.
Okay, you can show me. You don't have to say it, but you can show me. And then we'll talk a little bit about what we're doing this week, and then we'll go.
All right. Just, I took photos. Dude, her fucking room was so bad.
Oh, yeah, she has that problem.
Dude, look at that.
Oh, my God.
Look at that, dude. That's her bed over there. This is the hallway.
That makes me so anxious.
Dude, seriously, right?
That makes
right?
me so anxious. Yeah, you gotta put away. Look at, my God.
That's her sink.
Oh, my God.
Like, what the fuck, bro?
Oh, God, those are a lot of ugly shoes.
Like, but, like, seriously, though, no?
Yeah, no, it's bad. It's bad.
It's like, what the fuck, bro?
I feel like you... You just make the worst choices in girls that you date and fall in love with. It's crazy to me. Because I feel like you're a nice guy, but you just make the worst choices.
I just think that, you know, how do you know that somebody's going to be a fucking hoarder or whatever when you're dating them? I mean, there was nothing that indicated any of that.
Was she nice?
She was fine.
I'm just being honest. If you were going to describe me... And someone says, Aurora, a nice person, you'd be like, oh my gosh, yeah, she's a freaking sweetheart. Yeah. She's so nice.
But that doesn't speak to your level of cleanliness.
No, but that speaks to, like, at least, like, that kind of thing where you could have an open conversation with me because you know how I am.
Right.
That alone could be like, hey, when it started happening,
Aurora. By the way, we had fucking conversations, bro.
And there were probably toxic conversations. I'm saying with me and you, how would our conversations go? You'd be like, hey, like... This is a lot of stuff. We should probably try to clean it up. And I'd be like, okay, yeah, let's do it.
Uh-huh.
And then would it be cleaned up?
Sure.
And that would be the end of the conversation. Right. It wouldn't be like, what the fuck do you mean? What the fuck? What about this? What, it wouldn't
But to be fair, though, our conversations would be like, dude, can you fucking clean a little bit? Like, you don't, like, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever. She'd be like, oh, yeah, sure. But then she just wouldn't do it.
Because she's saying, sure, fuck you.
No, but I mean, she wasn't even like, sure, fuck you.
No, she's saying that in her head.
But I'm saying, so... The conversation technically was the same as what I would have with you, but she just didn't do it.
I feel like she was a psycho. You used to tell me she was a psycho.
Yeah, all chicks are psychos.
That's not true.
I mean, except for you, girl.
Except for me.
You're incredible.
I mean, I have my issues, but, like, being a freaking maniac isn't one of them.
True. No, and again, I was, like, my thing is, I'm always like, dude, I'm not the cleanest person.
Yeah.
Like, legit.
No, yeah.
But I'm like, dude, I fucking clean my shower, like, once a month. Like, I fucking... Like, I do my laundry, like, I pick up.
To be fair, the rule is this, like, with, like, Nick and I, it's like, if something's bothering you, then you clean it up.
Oh, is that the rule?
That's my rule. So if something's bothering me, mm-hmm. I'm going to clean up and fix it or do whatever I want to. If something's bothering him, he should do it.
Right.
But we don't really make a mess anyways. I feel like we're not really messy people.
Oh, for sure.
But that's like the rule. We're not going to bitch and moan and yell at each other for it. We're just going to be like, if it's bothering you, then you do it.
Handle it.
If I open the cabinet and I forgot to close it, which is a big pet peeve of his.
Oh, yeah.
Then just fucking close it. Don't hassle me about it. Just close it.
Just close it.
So like, for me, he hates if in my car, like, it's completely like clean. Like, I don't leave like things really. Like, maybe I have an umbrella in there and a jacket. That's
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have shit in there. But if it's dusty, because of, like, cars get dusty,
sure.
He wants me to go get it washed.
Right.
I hate getting my car washed. I hate it so much. I loathe going to the car wash, sitting there, just waiting for this fucking car to be done. I hate it. Mm-hmm. I hate it with a passion.
Right.
He knows I hate it, but he still makes me do it.
Right.
That's the only thing he makes me do that I hate. Because I don't know why I hate it. I don't want to run into anybody, one.
Sure.
Two, I don't even really know how. I always overtip, and then I hate the way my car came out anyways, and I always overtip. Like, in the summer, I give him, like, a $20 tip.
Right.
And when it's, like, $17 to get my car washed.
And you're like, I'm not even happy with it.
Yeah, and I'm not even happy with it or satisfied. I always am hungry and have to go through a drive-thru almost immediately after, so that my window's going to get fucked.
Oh, no. Do you think you'd learn your lesson?
Every freaking time. Uh-huh. So I just don't have a good experience at car washing. Right. So I'm like, why can't you just fucking do it? But anyways.
Right.
I know I went on a tangent, but that's the only thing. But yes, it's usually, if you don't like it, you do it.
Right.
If I like, same thing.
Sure.
Keep that rule, we'll be fine.
Yeah.
Everything will be easy peasy. But are you excited to go see Manic Hispanics on Thursday?
Yes.
I know, I changed the subject.
I'm like, yes, I'm actually, I'm very excited for it. I was actually listening to some of the music today.
What time do you want to go?
We'll leave right at 6.
Okay.
Yeah. Or like, yeah, 6.
Brent said I'll drive.
Okay.
Cool. You guys are buying me drinks and food all night.
I don't think I am.
Yeah, you guys are. You said.
Okay. I'll buy you all the drinks. I'm going to bring a fucking flask in. I'm going to get you fucked up.
They don't check you, but you have to bring your ID because they will check your ID regardless of what you look like. They're going to check
your ID. When you enter the, or if you're going to order a drink.
No, when you enter the building, because I'm VIP, so they took all of my IDs.
Oh.
They will, God, like.
Remind me though, dude. Remind me.
Okay. They will do like a, you don't have personal worries. Because you can only bring a purse that big.
Uh-huh.
But But they'll do like that thing.
Oh, they wand you.
Yeah, they wand you.
Okay.
That's it.
Yeah, just remind me to bring my fucking eye, because you know me, I always forget it.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm telling you.
Yeah, I know, but you need to remind me the day of. Just bring your ID. I'm like, because I'm going to forget 100%.
And then tomorrow I'm going to Disneyland for Star Wars night.
Oh, nice.
I know, right?
How wonderful. Is it May? It's not May 5th, is it?
It's, no, we're doing something May the 4th.
May the 4th.
We're going to see Manic Hispanic.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my bad.
But I couldn't get tickets May the 4th, so that's what we're going to see.
Oh, I see.
I'm hoping they'll have a Star Wars drink there.
Yeah, I'm sure they
do. I mean, I'm not going to drink a lot. I probably have maybe 4 at the most. 4? Is that a lot? 4 drinks?
No.
I feel like 4 drinks isn't like the whole concert. Like, I'll have like 2 at the bar.
Because we'll get there like at 6:30.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
Like, we'll have dinner. I'll have 2 there and then 2 at the bar.
Yeah.
Like,
that's
like 4 the whole night.
That's cool.
We'll probably be there till at least like 11.
Sure. 16. Oh, that's nothing. Yeah, it's nothing.
Yeah. Maybe 3. Because I have to work the next day.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
Yeah. And then the next day I'm going to go to for Cinco de Mayo. I'm going to the 5th on that rooftop bar, the 5th in Anaheim.
But, that's cool.
For Cinco de Mayo, it's not even a Mexican restaurant.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, whatever, but yeah.
Yeah, they might have tacos or something.
Yeah, but that's it. Nice, what are you doing, anything this weekend?
No. I feel like someone's... Well, no, I mean, dude, the fucking Manicus is pretty fire.
Yeah.
Pretty excited about that.
I think it'll be fun. I think we'll have a good time.
Oh, you know, my daughter's in town, so I'm hanging out with her. I'm going to hang out with her on Saturday.
Oh, nice. What are you guys going to go do?
I think we're going to hang out at her in-law's house.
That'll be fun.
I haven't seen her like in 3 months, dude.
Oh, really? Why?
Yeah. Well, she's working up north.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, so I'm like, dude, we gotta fucking get some fucking, I don't know, dinner or something.
That's nice. That's cute.
I love Oktoberfest, so I feel like I'm always like, dude, let's get some brats, sauerkraut, fucking potato salad.
Wait, it's not Oktoberfest.
I know what I'm saying. That's one of my favorite meals.
She's
like half German, dude, so.
Yeah. I'm thinking in my head, like, wait, is it October?
It is not October. No. But I'm saying that meal. The big old fucking beer, brats, sauerkraut, schnitzel.
Schnitzel?
Schnitzel.
It's going to be amazing.
It's fucking good, dude.
I know.
Yeah.
All right,
so yeah, we're over time, dude.
Yay. Okay.
Well, hey, people. Have a wonderful day, man.
Have a happy May the 4th be with you. And also, happy Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, man.
Yay. Okay. All right.
Bye. All right. Bye, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.